oh, this is it. This is it. This is do or die. This is a must-win game. You know, oh, must-win. No, this is it. This is it. You lose, you're done. You win, wow, you're moving on now. You got momentum. You're moving on. Who knows what can happen, all right? And it's at Raymond James Stadium. It's Monday Night Football. The Buccaneers, I know it wasn't a good game offensively. I know it was only 9-0 over the lowly, stinking Carolina Panthers. I know. But at least they got to experience. We won the NFC South. We get the t-shirts. We get the hats. We're feeling good, at least confident-wise. Okay, we're coming off a win. It's not been like that for the Eagles. The Eagles have been reeling, and they played their worst game for head coach Nick Sirianni since Sirianni has been a head coach. They were throttled by the New York Giants. What was it, 24-0 at one point? That's when he started subbing? It was terrible. And there's all kinds of controversy and things like that. I've been in that Buccaneer locker room, and I was there all week. I was there on Tuesday. They had an extra day of practice. I was there Tuesday. I was there Wednesday. I was there Thursday, and I was there Friday. And I got to tell you, man, it's upbeat, but it's not like, whoa, this is such a big moment. It's an air of kind of confidence, feeling pretty good, and kind of business as usual. And I kind of like that. Went around the locker room, talked to some players, been watching the practices. I'll get into all of that. What's different about this Bucks Kickoff podcast? On the biggest, baddest, badass, informational, and entertaining website. When you want Buccaneer news, that would be joebucksfan.com. I go under the rock and I tell you behind the scenes, and I get a feeling with the vibe, and a lot of times that's what happens in a game because I was there and I saw it. I'll get you my under the rock. We'll do all of that. I'll tell you flat out right now, Baker Mayfield, yes, he's tough as nails. Was he affected last game by both the ankle and especially the bruised ribs? Yes, he was. He won't tell you that. But when I saw him on Friday, the difference between last week when he practiced and threw compared to Friday when he threw and he ran and he did all the agility drills, and he was throwing with zip on the ball. He looked back like with the throwing prior to getting the bruised ribs. It did not look like it affected him. The deep ball was good, but again, zip on the ball. And I said, all right, all right, all right. Jalen Hurts on the other side has a dislocated middle finger on his throwing hand. You know that affects him. He tried to come back in that last game, and he was very ineffective. He couldn't even hardly grip the ball. He taped it up. Yes, he's tough. He's played through injuries. But I'm going to tell you flat out, I had my reports, my moles, on Friday. He didn't even attempt to throw on Thursday. He threw on Friday. And the portion that was open to the Philadelphia media, he was slinging it. He was throwing really, really good. I don't know what he did. I don't know what these guys do. I know Baker Mayfield said he's got a guy specifically that works on his body. He calls him the wizard. Whatever it was, he was throwing it real good. I expect this game to come right down to the wire. And I'll tell you this. I've made my decision. I believe, and I'm not coming at you as a homer, and I know this offense flat out has sucked the last 2 weeks, but I believe it's going to come right down to a final series, right down Monday night, late at Raymond James Stadium, and I believe the Buccaneers win. Todd Bowles will be back. He said, I know what you're saying. I believe the Buccaneers are going to win this game. It's going to be a very, very close game. I'm not coming at you as a homer. It's just that the Eagles are reeling so bad, and they got all kinds of problems. And A.J. Brown, by the way, A.J. Brown, this hurts them. He is out. And then, of course, he scrubbed all Eagles stuff from his Instagram. None of that stuff is going on inside the Buccaneers locker room. There's no drama. There's none of that. And with that, that's why I feel two teams that are not really that good, but they're in the playoffs, that the Buccaneers will prevail. Oh, by the way, let me tell you, this I know and I feel very strongly about. If you are in the need of a new or used vehicle, there's only one place you should go to. That would be Bill Curry Ford. Bill Curry Ford Tampa, located just a half mile north of Raymond James Stadium on Dale Mabry, and you have to ask for GM Sean Sullivan. You can email him, you can call him, you can stop in, you go to BillCurryFord.com, all the information is there. Number one, they've got a Joe Bucks fan discount that is still in play, and what a deal. 0% financing has been extended through the month of January. Yes, many 2023 models. The Curry family is buying down the interest so you can get 0% financing for 72 months. It's Bill Curry Ford, Bill Curry Ford Tampa, GM Sean Sullivan. Ask for him. He will guide you through the process. Still a Joe Bucks fan discount is in effect. Sean Sullivan, Bill Curry Ford, Bill Curry Ford Tampa. All right, AJ Brown out. On the Buccaneers side, everybody is in. Baker Mayfield, wide receiver Chris Godwin, left tackle Tristan Wirfs, and KJ Britt. There is no more tomorrow. All were practicing on Saturday. 8:15 kickoff. What did it start? About three-point favorite for the Eagles. Over-under at 44. Listen. Sirianni, a chance to play for Reed Blankenship. Avante Maddox was getting reps in there. Now, I know the last time the Buccaneers played the Eagles dominated. The Eagles were more physical. Buccaneer players told me that after that game. And it was evident, and they know it. And they got to be more physical. Antoine Winfield Jr. leading the charge. Levante David leading the charge. We got to play more physical. On the Eagles side, with all the turmoil that's going on, even Nick Sirianni, a possibility of being on the hot seat. Could he be in jeopardy of losing his job if they lose this one? Eagles have lost five of their last six and were embarrassed against the New York Giants from the NFC East. The lowly Giants, they were demolished last week. That was bad. All right, the last time, how are they going to come at this Buccaneer team? The last time they played, and cornerback Darius Slay, by the way, is going to play. He had missed four games. He had arthroscopic knee surgery. Without Slay, this Eagles defense has looked bad. Back in week three, Slay and the defense, they held the Buccaneers to 174 yards of offense. But Mayfield, Winfield, they were saying, hey, they were a different team in week three. We are a different team now. Slay at that game, he was on Mike Evans. James Bradberry moved over to nickel. He covered Godwin when Godwin was in the slot. Look, when I got the report on Saturday about Jalen Hurts and how good he looked, that gave me a little bit, that was worrisome for me, because with your throwing hand and trying to grip it and not being able to throw and having to really just rely on the defense, that is such a huge advantage to Todd Bowles' game planning, knowing. But the fact that he's going to be able to throw it pretty good, at least in the beginning, is somewhat of a reason for concern, okay? The last six games, let me tell you this. What have you done for me lately, right? The last six games, the Eagles are giving up 30 points a game. Pass defense for the Eagles, last six games, dead last in the NFL. They're allowing 253 yards per game through the air. The Eagles have lost three out of their last four since Matt Patricia has taken over the play calling duties on defense. There's even more to that. There's so much more. There's more media. It's a little harder in Philly. AJ Brown, who is out and then scrubbing all references to the Eagles for his Instagram, all this stuff. You don't have any of that drama in the Bucs locker room. I've been there. There's none. Nobody expected them to be here. The Eagles were in the Super Bowl. The Eagles started off 11-1. Are the Eagles even going to lose another game? Is Jalen Hurts going to be the MVP? Oh my God, dynasty. And look at where it is. Do you see what I'm talking about? That's how these teams are coming into this to this game. Buccaneers, okay? Defense. Champion. I still believe championships can win you, can defenses can win you championships, okay? Don't turn it over. Don't make the mistakes, but defense is the key. Buccaneers rushing defense, because you know the Eagles are going to try to pound that rock, and especially if it is rainy here on Monday night at Raymond James Stadium. Buccaneers run defense, fifth in the NFL. The Eagles are going to run it. You got DeAndre Swift. Going back to week three, and I know that was a long time ago. I get it, but I got to reference it. The Eagles rushed for over 201. Swift had 130. Eagles had the lead, and if you remember, they closed it out. They held on for the last 9 minutes and 22 seconds. Also, Jalen Hurts can run. Bowles was talking about that. We're talking about the finger, the dislocated finger, but he's very, very good as a running quarterback. So it's going to be utmost importance for that Buccaneer rush defense. And Vita Vea, you're healthier now. That's my key for this game. Vita Vea and Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett looks like he is ready to have a big game, but he's lost a step. He's lost maybe two steps. Vita Vea, there should be no excuse. This should be your game. Plug up that middle. Let's go. Where's the fire? I want to see the fire from Vita Vea. Either you got it or you don't. And you know they're going to run the football. So Vita Vea, let's go. Buccaneers pass defense, 29th in the NFL, allowing 249 yards. All right, I'm going to I'm going to get right to my Under the Rock segment, because that's why this Bucs kickoff podcast on the biggest, baddest, badass informational website on joebucsfan.com is a little bit different, because I'm there and I'm always observing. I'm talking to people and I'm observing. They had an extra practice because they're playing on Monday night. So we got back in there. It was on a Tuesday. It was overcast. They actually practiced. It was weird. I was expecting kind of a walkthrough. Now, offensively, for the period that we were able to watch, no quarterback was really throwing. Maybe way, 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 way down the other end. Usually Kyle Trask will throw lefty. They give their arms a rest. I saw him. He picked up just very easy to somebody else. Baker Mayfield was not testing out anything. He wasn't even practicing. But it was the O-line. The O-line was going over pass protection with their coach Joe Gilbert, had the helmets on, and they were going at it pretty good. You had the special teams practice. Like I said, it was a bonus practice. Then we talked with Baker Mayfield. We talked with Levante David. We talked with Antoine Winfield Jr. And at that time, everybody in that locker room was congratulating Antoine Winfield. What a season. He's going to get Pro Bowl announcement tonight. Tristan Wirfs, you're probably going to get the Pro Bowl. What does that mean to you? He's like, boy, it really is something. I moved over to the other side. There's a lot of great left tackles and all this stuff, and it ended up being Mike Evans. We came in on the next day, and Antoine Winfield, we were asking for Antoine Winfield. A reporter went over to his locker. I'll tell you what, man, for getting disappointed, he has his head on straight. If that was me, I would have been pissed. And a reporter, TV reporter asked, hey, would you do an interview? He goes, okay. And then a PR staff member went over because everybody wanted to ask, how does it, you know, you got snubbed. How pissed off are you? And he asked the PR staff member, do I have to do this? No, you don't have to. You know what? I'll pass. He didn't even want to bother talking about it. I'm fine with that. I'm good with that. Levante David, though, when he was up there, and Baker, you know, how much this means, saying all the right things. You know, you got to step it up. Levante David, you know, what do you tell some of these younger players, man, that have never been in? He goes, look at me. He goes, just look at me. I think he went 8 years. Then he go 8 years without sniffing the postseason. Now this is postseason number 4 in a row, feeling it. That's what's good about this. There's the good mix. Jason Light did a hell of a job in this draft. He really did. Yaya Diaby, Cansey. Look at the guys that this was a good one. And those guys have come of age. And now they're watching the guys that have been, the guys that have won the Super Bowl, the guys that are used to being in the playoffs now. That's what I'm saying. This moment shouldn't be too big. But when we went over there on Thursday, which is normally like a Wednesday, it was walkthrough Wednesday. Very, very low key. We talked to Evans. Evans doesn't say much. He doesn't like doing media. Just says, you know what, it's not, how would you give me the Pro Bowl? Congratulations. Yeah, it's an honor. Yeah, and how are they going to, you know, what about the coverage? What do you what about this defense? How the, and he goes, every game I'm double covered. Every game. There's never a game ever when he's not, when he's just one-on-one. So he goes, I you know, that's it. It's no different for me. We got to win. That's it. That's his focus. Boom. Talked about how much he likes Baker Mayfield. Blah, 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 blah. All right, we go on Friday. Now we're going to see Baker Mayfield. We get there. They got the music blasting during the stretching, the getting loose as a team, running up, running down, backwards, this and that. He was jumping. He was moving. He was running. No limp at all. Now, I know that that's a little tender. I don't know what he's doing, but did not seem to affect him. Then I want to watch him throw. When I saw him throw, he was throwing way better this week on Friday than he did last week going into that game with the ribs. That is healing nicely. He had zip. When he was throwing it over the middle, it would be to a coach. Or when we were there watching, they actually have Wolford and Trask as receivers. He's throwing it with zip. I mean, it looked good. He actually threw a nice pass, about 35 yards. Wolford made a one-handed catch. I posted that video. A lot of people, oh, Wolford should be wide receiver number 3. He does a lot of good things. That's why he's on the team. Good guy. But when I saw that, I was like, okay, he's going to be fine. Now, Todd Bowles brings up a good point. Yeah, he'll be fine as long as we protect him. And Baker Mayfield even told us this week, he came out of that game last week, he didn't take any extremely hard hits to that rib cage area, so it didn't get any sore. But again, if he's getting knocked on his block a couple times or he's taking that helmet to there, you got to protect him, then that's a different story. You might have to see Trask. But let's not go there right now. It was a good practice, and when I saw Baker Mayfield, it was sharp. He was on the money. He was throwing with some zip. That was good. Antoine Winfield, all season long, he's got his own routine. He comes out, he works out in bare feet. I don't know what it is. And I know pregame last week and Carolina, some of the players, there was like 9 players in the bare feet. I don't know what it is. I wouldn't be walking around the locker room like, what's his name? He's always in bare feet when he comes to talk to us. Godwin. But whatever, he's got his own routine. He spends a lot of time film, and he also was telling us he visualizes plays. He said, if you don't visualize, you just can't run around out there and just react. You're not going to make the big play. We're like, how are you able to make the big play? How are you able to leave your feet, save that touchdown, punch that ball out? He's because I visualized it. And when I was running in front, I saw where he was, how he was holding that. And I, you know, he thinks about it. It's incredible, man. He is such a great player. And this was when he had gotten the All-Pro selection first team. And he was so, so happy. Oh, he also had come out where he had the belt that Jason McCourty from Good Morning Football on NFL Network, and he had that over his shoulder. It was funny because he said, Jason gave it to me. And I'm sitting there thinking, Jason Light gave it to him? You know, Jason Light's got a fun personality, the GM. Jason Light made that? And I couldn't resist. And the interview, when he was talking to us in the media room, and I said to Antoine, what does it say on that belt? It's like a WWE belt, one of those type of belts, you know? And he was holding, he had his on his shoulder, and he read it to us. Best defensive back in the NFL. Best defensive back, not just safety. And I said, who gave it to you? He said, Jason. And Jason, and then we were done, and I'm like, Jason McCourty. Oh, that's right, because I even saw the clip. Jason McCourty. And we were in the room where all reporters were, and Greg Allman, who is a reporter, turned around, and he was laughing. He's like, Jason Light is going to have to pay him a lot of money. Last thing he's going to do is going to make a championship belt for him. I said, I know. I'm so glad that I didn't post that. But anyway, it was good to see. Everybody is in a good mood. There's no controversy at all. So if they lose this game, tip your cap. The Eagles are a better team on Monday night. I don't think it's going to. I think the Buccaneers, I believe the Buccaneers are going to win this game. I believe that the Eagles are in such a mess that the Buccaneers are going to win this game. And look, I know that they're not that good. They're 9-8. They are what you are, what your record indicates you are. Dave Canales, he's always got the energy. We talked to him. He was asked about getting head coaching opportunities now. The Carolina Panthers requested permission to talk with him. And he said, you know, blah, 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 it's an honor, all this. And what do you think of, you know, his former coach getting canned, and it's all about everything. He's getting a lot of publicity. And actually, that actually scares me a little bit. He was on NFL Network, and they were raving about him, how great the offense, how great the running attack is, and all that. I was like, But he's got a pretty good head on his shoulders. I hope he doesn't let it get to his head. But I will be honest with you if I was not to tell you that that doesn't bother me a little bit. Little bit. All right, let me get into some matchups here on this Bucks Kickoff Podcast. We've been doing this for a couple of years now, and before every single Buccaneer game, these are some of the matchups that I'm looking for some keys. It starts with Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield, okay? Take the short throws. Take the easy completions. Offensive line, like Bowles said, got to protect, okay? The Eagles front is going to bring it. They have not lately. Will they let the edge Hassan Reddick go get Baker? What's been happening lately is they've been dropping Reddick back into coverage. He's an edge rusher. He's got 11 sacks. He's got 23 QB hits. So that, in turn, is going to be on Luke Gedeki. Gedeki, right tackle, all right? You have got to play your best game of the year. The Buccaneers are going to have to run the football. It can't be a pass-a-thon. And it's Rashad White in the passing game, and Rashad White running it. He is fourth among all running backs in the NFL in catches. He is third among all running backs in the NFL in receiving yards. Rashad White on the other side, it's going to be their linebackers, Nicholas Morrow and Nolan Smith. Now, since Matt Patricia has taken over the play calling duties, it's been bad. There's been miscommunication. Who should cover who? Go where? Where am I going? You. It's been bad. The Eagles run defense, 8 of the first 9 games, they were really, really good. Since game week 10 to now, they have been one of the worst in the NFL. The last 8 opponents that the Eagles have played have averaged 140 yards per game rushing it versus the Eagles. Okay? All right. Another key for me, Lavonte David. Lavonte David has shown no signs of slowing down. That's what I like. Usually when a player gets older, they're with the hits, with the physicality, they're not able to quite do it. Their bodies are beat up. I don't know what he's taking. The Fountain of Youth. He's flying to the ball. Look at his numbers. Team high, 133 tackles, 17 for loss. I even asked Levante David about Devin White. And I couldn't remember Devin White's name. It's one of those, you ever get in those things? It's in front of everybody. I'm like, well, now you play next to him. You know him really good. And for a minute, I couldn't think of his name. Finally, Devin White. He's had an up and down year. Where is his headspace right now? And he said he has had an up and down year. He's all in. And he's healthy. So you need a big game from your linebackers in this game against the Eagles. Because the Eagles, I believe they're going to pound it with DeAndre Swift. And you got to be able to stop him and stop him early. So they try to go away from that. Another key to me, the big key to me, though, has been Vita Vea. Vita Vea and Shaq Barrett. Vita Vea is going to be going up against Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce may be playing his last game in an Eagles uniform. And Shaq Barrett, you're going to be going up against their right tackle, Lane Johnson. Another one to watch out for to me, because look, Baker Mayfield even admitted, I got to take the short stuff. The Eagles are going to try to take Mike Evans out and keep an eye on Godwin. So you know what? Cade Otton, hit your tight ends. Last nine games, six catches of 20 yards or more for Cade Otton. Otten's going to be going up against those Eagle linebackers and safeties. The linebackers have been confused. Safety Sidney Brown, if you didn't hear, he's out. His season is over. Reed Blankenship, he's playing with a groin injury. He's going to go. So it should be advantage Buccaneers in that one. Now, let's call it like it is. Baker Mayfield struggled last week. He really did. Last week, Baker Mayfield, 146-yard passing and one touchdown. And he really should have been picked off at least two times. But woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, I'm just giving you the numbers. The Buccaneers offense, they're 20th in scoring at 20.5 points per game. They've actually improved a little bit, even with the 9-0 shutout. And I love this. Did you see the video in the locker room after they won and Bowles? He shows you that he does have a personality. And it wasn't too big of a hype speech. And, okay, we won the NFC South, you know, 3 years in a row, 3 years in a row, blah, 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 blah. And Tristan Wirfs goes, hold on. Listen, I love all you guys. Congratulations. We can celebrate. The offense. We haven't scored a touchdown in eight quarters. We got to be better. I love that. Now, he had a sickness. I got a little bit of a, you know, you probably hear him in my voice a little bit. I noticed that in last week when Tristan Wirfs was talking to us. We were walking in. I was walking in with one of the Joes. And Jenna, how you feeling? You know, and he goes, I feel a lot better. I was sick as a dog, feeling a lot better. He also had a shoulder tape on his shoulder. Listen, he's young. He's a baller. He knows the offense hasn't been doing good, but I like that leadership, man. I like that. But Buccaneers offense in yards, 23rd at 313 per game, 20th in scoring. I don't believe it's going to be a high scoring game. Yeah, I really don't. And that's fine. However you get it done. The Buccaneers defense giving up 19 points a game, that ranks 7th in the NFL. The Buccaneers, though, have been struggling against the pass. They're giving up 249 yards per game. The Buccaneers defense has allowed 23 touchdowns via the pass. That is 29th in the NFL. They have got to do a better job, especially early on if Jalen Hurts, the finger doesn't get hit, and he's gripping it pretty good, and he's winging it. It's two former Oklahoma quarterbacks. I had forgotten about that going at it. Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts, 1 year, 12-2. He finished second in the Heisman. Baker Mayfield, 2 years, 21-4. Boomer Sooner, Heisman in 2017. But again, it's not two quarterbacks going up against one another. It's a fun little fact. The forecast, we could have some wind. We could have some rain. Not like some of these other stadiums where you're seeing all the snow and wind chill and feeling like 30 below. So you know what? They practiced with a wet ball. We didn't see that. They did that good because so many times this season, the threat of rain, oh, a practice indoors. I was like, man, come on. I remember Brad Johnson saying, telling me back in the day they would have a bucket. They would dip the ball in the bucket and then the quarterback would throw. But Todd Bowles did say they did practice with a wet ball so they could get used to it. And so that was pretty good. But we'll see. Whatever it is, it's going to be the same conditions for everybody. Eagles defense has given up 35 passing touchdowns. Only the Washington Commanders have given up more. That's how you beat the Eagles through the air. 30th in scoring defense. The Eagles D's given up 25 points a game. That's even more than the Buccaneers. Buccaneers are 23rd. I mean, look, the thing about it is there was expectations. The Eagles played in the Super Bowl. The Eagles won 10 out of their first 11. Now they've lost 5 out of their last 6, and they were embarrassed last week by the Giants, 27-10. A.J. Brown hurt his knee. Jalen Hurts, he dislocated that middle finger. He taped it up. He tried to come back. He was not good. Devontae Smith, ankle injury. Darius Slay, Swift, Fletcher Cox. Saquon Barkley ran for 2 touchdowns. Hurts threw a pick. They put in Marcus Mariota. He threw a pick. Tyrod Taylor was, I mean, it was bad. It was bad. It was embarrassing. You know, the Eagles, Sirianni took the play calling duties away and turned it over to Matt Patricia. It has not helped. The offensive line has not been able to protect Jalen Hurts. Eagles co-captain A.J. Brown, he stopped talking to the media 2 weeks ago. Fletcher Cox, this was after last week's game. The feeling is very scary right now. We got beat up pretty bad. Oh, by a pretty bad football team. Jason Kelce, I don't have any lack of faith or trust in Nick Sirianni. You know, he's always going to keep it good. But it was the worst game for the Philadelphia Eagles since the 3 years that Nick Sirianni has been the head coach. I mean, they started 10-1, everybody thinking they were world beaters. And the Buccaneers, nobody was figuring they were going to win more than, 6 games? Wasn't that the overrunner? Wasn't that in Vegas? Now, let's go back just real quickly. Just to refresh your mind. The Buccaneers beat the lowly Panthers 9-0. Okay, they win the NFC title for the 3rd year in a row. Thank God for Chase McLaughlin. If it comes down to a field goal, my money is on him. You know, he has not missed a field goal that hasn't been the only one. If it was tipped, you know what I mean? But everything, when it's a snap and the hold is good, he has not missed. He hasn't gone wide right. He hasn't hooked. He hasn't been short. The Buccaneers defense held the Panthers to 199 yards. They forced 2 turnovers. They sacked Bryce Young 3 times. He only had 94 yards passing. He was 11 for 18. The Jaguars had beaten the Panthers 26-0 the week before. So again, it just tells you, I mean, they're there. It's 0-0. This is week 1, but it's the last week. This is it. And I just feel pretty good about the vibe. There's no more. I tell you guys, if you follow this Bucks Kickoff podcast, they have 3 tables with chessboards and 1 table where they play cards. The last 5 weeks, nobody's playing chess. The card game is still going on. It's business as usual. They got 1 TV to NFL Network. No, ESPN, now it's back to a news, believe it or not. And like I say, not, you know, not overboard, but just no drama. Drama-free. Jalen Hurts, after last week's game, quote, "We have the opportunities we want in front of us. Regardless if you fell down five times before, it's about how you get up for that sixth one. We can't waver from what's in front of us." He's a gamer, man. He really has. Look at what he did, transferring, going then to Alabama, and then Tua taking it, and then when he got his chance, look what he's done in the NFL. I believe he is a gamer, but Baker Mayfield is also a gamer. Baker Mayfield's playing for a lot of money. He's playing for a contract. He wants to stay here. Canales, did you hear Canales? I don't want to go anywhere. It's a good vibe over there, man, because nobody thinks that they could do anything post-Brady. Goat gone. $80 million dead cap money. You guys are going to suck in a bad division. You're irrelevant. Nobody gives a crap. I'm listening to a national radio show driving around in my car the other day. I don't know where the guy was. It was on a weekend. I think it was on a Saturday maybe or a Friday. And the host is breaking down the games, you know, and he's, "This game, I want this game, this game." And, oh, thank God, this game's a dog. Two terrible teams. Thank God they're playing this game at the end. Like, okay, that's the perception. That's fine. Who cares what the perception is? The Bucks under Todd Bowles, Baker Mayfield, have a chance to advance and have a home playoff game against a team that is, there's no team reeling more than the Eagles. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And here we go. Here we go. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Now, there has been no talk from my sources giving me anything, any indication. The Glazers on the future, on Todd Bowles. Is he going to be back? Everybody's anticipating he will get one more year because they won the NFC South again, and again they got the home playoff game. Does it depend? Do they get, what happens if they get blown out? What if Baker Mayfield looks really, really bad in this game? You know what I mean? A lot riding on it. Same, look at what's riding on the Eagles side. Oh my God, Sirianni on the hot seat? Sirianni could get fired after this game? Holy crap, after being in the Super Bowl and starting off 11-1, that's the NFL. That's the NFL. I haven't heard any talk of Bill Belichick to the Bucks. I had heard some chatter preseason, but I haven't heard any of that. It's all, they are focused on this game, and I think that's a good thing. I like it. So all I can tell you is, if you're looking for a newer used vehicle, Bill Curry Ford, Sean Sullivan, GM, BillCurryFord.com. Anything you want to know about the Bucks, your first choice, JoeBucksFan.com. Hit it, enter, and boom. Anything that's going on, anyone that has talked or has anything on the Bucks, any inside information, even scuttlebutt, JoeBucksFan.com. That's where you got to go. I want to thank personally Joe Bucks Fan. It's an honor to be on the biggest, baddest website in the world with Buccaneer News. They got the numbers. I've seen the numbers. They're incredible. So it's an honor, honor for me to be on Joe Bucks Fan with Bucks Kickoff Podcast. And it's also an honor to cover an NFL team. And I mentioned this on my other, I have another podcast, The Rock Stops Here. And I taped that this morning. And I have to mention it, and I will mention it here. Did you ever have something that you loved doing, and then you had that taken away from you? And if you can get that back, you cherish it even more. I am not forgetting, during the pandemic, when you had to apply online every single day to be able to go to practice. And with the pandemic And with the restrictions, there was only something like 23 people allowed in the media. And with Brady, every time Brady talked, every Thursday, you had ESPN. Besides Jenna Lane, you had an ESPN crew, camera and audio. NFL Network, camera, audio person, and a reporter. So that's six right there. Then seven, eight, The Athletic, The Times, Joe Bucks fan, this and that. There were times where I'm waiting until 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock. No, you have not been. You know, I know where my hierarchy is. You're not able to cover the Bucks. And then getting tested every week. I get tested, what, 85, 87 times from training camp on. And then you wait for the golf cart and they take you through the thing with the pass. You could not go in the building. The building was locked. We were sitting in a trailer. Okay. And then there was Zoom and then, well, and all that. And now to be able to cover that NFL team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for another year, it's an honor. And it's an honor to do it for you for here at JoeBucksFan.com. So, hey, I hope there's another week. I'm feeling it. I hope so. So enjoy the game, whether you got your Bramosas, your Big Storm beers, your food. If you're going, you're going to enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. And I hope to hell I'll talk to you next week. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for supporting Bucks Kickoff Podcast on JoeBucksFan.com.